A letter to my heart. A letter to my heart. Hello, it's me, Audio Slut. I'm so happy to be reaching towards you. This is Celestial Sweets, and we are glad that you are listening to us. This week, we wanted to try something new because we're still finding out what it means to try and regularly speak to you. So, we wanted to invite you at the beginning of the episode into following us on Patreon, where you can experience and explore some more high budget material. More of that coming soon. I won't tell you all of my things now, but I wanted to introduce you to the space, to the beginning spot, my heart. It all begins in my heart. My heart is my art, and my art, well, that's aliens reveal truth. And there is so much bloom if you're willing to see it. So this is a letter to my heart. A letter to my heart. So you can believe where and what I wish to be. So you understand what I wish to conceive, and what makes me run towards pleasure and enter my life. And what makes me run towards pleasure and enter my life. I want to feel you shine. I want to feel you beat. I want to feel you burn beneath me, flamed by the world and excited by it too. You are my heart, so I want to love you. I am wrapped in all of the things I want to do. I am wrapped in all of the things I want to do, and where I want to go. But I know I have wounds, and I know that you do too. And I know that if we hold each other's hands, then maybe we can get somewhere pretty pleasant. But sometimes I don't understand. I don't understand why I can't let myself speak. I mean, breathe. I mean, tell you all of the things, or let you know how much you mean to me. It's hard. It's really, really hard. Sometimes I get so scared. I want to run and hide, but don't we all get so scared that we all try to hide? But I'm finding that it's quite hard to hide in this life. And perhaps I just need to guide, or perhaps I just need to listen, or perhaps I just need to dream. But perhaps if you're holding my hand, then it feels easier. I feel less alone. I feel like maybe I could go home. Maybe I will find balance. Maybe I will conceive. I must conceive, but I miss you endlessly. You make staying here easier if I get to stare into your eyes for one moment more. Perhaps that's a door I want to take. Perhaps that's a door I want to take. Perhaps that's a door I don't want to shake or break, but I want to explode through. I want to explode with you. You feel like a new beat. You feel like the sun when it hits the concrete. or like your favorite musical beat, your hips, your eyes, your legs, your hands, moving through the sky in every exclaiming motion of joy. What I would do to hear your voice. All of this makes me wrap myself up in your complexity and wish for the courage and the truth to love you as you deserve. Perhaps I could love myself as much as I deserve too. Perhaps we are connected and there's no really, and there is no separation. There is just what we want to do. You make me follow my heart and wish I did not have this curse that makes me run. Could I be healed? Could I be saved? Could you heal me? Could you save me? Perhaps I could save myself and perhaps you could watch me. Perhaps I could love myself, learn to love myself, and if there is no compromise, as Eartha Kitt says, perhaps I can learn to be my own friend. And perhaps you could do that too, us both surrendering to the godlike nature of our own truth. Us both surrendering to the godlike nature of our own truth. A letter to my heart. A letter to my heart. On the darkest night of my soul, what would I have done to entrust myself with my own love? On the darkest night of my soul, what would I have done to entrust myself with my own love? My heart wishes for you every single day, but I'm currently in space wondering what to do, and you're beating down there on earth. Your body hitting the concrete, flowing into the grass. I want to ask you what you need. I want to ask you, but I'm too scared. You won't hear me. I'm too scared. You won't reply. I'm too scared. Because I'm still a heart, learning not to hide. From the darkest parts to the gentlest sounds, to the parts that you can't hear right now. That I couldn't scream into existence. This is a letter from my heart to my heart for you. A letter to my heart. This is going to be goodbye for now. But like we said at the top of the episode, we hope you stay intrigued and we hope you reach out to us if you like what we're doing. We would love to hear from you, and also check out our Patreon. We've got some amazing, amazing things on offer. If you want to support me and support the work that I'm trying to do, which is try and stay alive and cute in a burning world. And make new worlds that allow us to remember that we were always destined to become something other than what was seen. And that's it for me. Thank you. This was Audio Slut. And this episode was called You. A letter to my high.